change has been extraordinary. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks last year, and I've kept that weight off thanks to the great work of Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD. But what I really get jacked up about is hearing how a lot of you have tried the program, love it, seen results, and you're never going back. We get texts, we get tweets, we get emails, we get phone calls. I get personal messages from a lot of you that just say, hey, I'm doing great. I just saw Dr. Lucas. I saw somebody on her team, and I'm down X number of pounds. And I love that because I know from my experience that what you're doing is not just a change for the moment, but it truly is a change for your life. If you're suffering from type 2 diabetes or sleep apnea or some other chronic condition that's due to significant weight gain, there's hope for you, and it's PhD Weight Loss. Find out what I mean at myphdweightloss.com.
Listen up, men. This is the Greenville Men's Clinic. You've heard our ads on the radio, you've seen our commercials on TV, and you've seen us in the newspapers, so you know what we do. We are a men's health clinic, and our physicians specialize in treating erectile dysfunction, premature issues, and low T in men of all ages. That's what we do, all day, every day. So, during the times you were just listening to our ads, we were helping thousands of other men recover their sex life. While you were only listening to our commercials, these men took action and got the intimacy back in their relationship. Don't wait until it's too late. Do something about your issue today. You have nothing to lose but your ED. We have a $99 office visit right now. So call us at 864-301-1111. That's 864-301-1111. 864-301-1111. Or online at greenvillemensclinic.com.
864-301-1111. Welcome back in Road Rage. Facts and Childress filling in for Walt Deptula. Hour one pretty much got dominated because we came up with an on-the-fly topic, which happens from our Adams & Co. roofing text line at 654-ROAR. It was, what is the worst contract extension your team has given out in any sport? We ran through a lot of some NFL guys, a lot of MLB guys. That was the common theme. And then one texter put in a really unique text, which was a future bust prediction, and said, the Zion Williamson contract is going to go down as one of the worst in sports history. And that gave me wanting to delve into something, because the Zion Williamson versus Ja Morant debate was one that I was passionately engaged in. I always sided with Ja Morant. I always thought he was going to be the better player in the NBA. But there's been a lot going on off the court for both players, and it's both in completely different regards. For those that don't know, Ja Morant was suspended yesterday indefinitely once again by the NBA and the Grizzlies for showing a gun on Instagram Live. He was also previously suspended for 8 games in March because he showed a gun on Instagram Live in a nightclub. And they suspended him 8 games without play. They called it conduct detrimental to the league, and it came 11 days after he showed the gun in the nightclub. And then this time it's been an indefinite suspension. And Ja Morant, just for some additional reference, is currently on a $36 million salary headed into next year. He'll be making $36 million. His contract extension, he signed the rookie max, I'm pretty sure is what they call it. So it's the 5-year rookie maximum is exactly what they call it. 5 years, $194 million, all guaranteed. The whole contract's guaranteed, Ramona. Almost 200.
The whole thing?
Almost all $200 million is guaranteed. And here's the thing, too. It can become $231 million with incentives. This is how the rookie contracts work in the NBA. Once you're off of your rookie deal, your team owns your bird rights, which means they can afford to extend you and technically go over the salary cap by extending you, and then they have to pay some of the luxury tax. So they owned his bird rights because they drafted him, and they developed him, and he's an all-star, really, really good player when he's on the court. So they gave him the rookie extension. And at that point, he hadn't had any off-the-court issues. He hadn't been suspended for anything. He hadn't violated any team rules or league rules or any of that. So he got the 5-year, $194 million designated rookie max that could become up to $231 million. And since then, he has now been suspended three times.
What was the third time for?
A similar incident that they called violation of team rules, which involved Ja Morant allegedly, once again, emphasis on allegedly pulling a gun on a teenager.
Okay, so he flashes it twice.
On Instagram Live.
And then he's accused of pulling it on someone
because of a pickup basketball game. And this is a this is a problem. There's no...
He's actually got problems.
This is a problem. And I think that the NBA... Once again, if David Stern was still the commissioner, this guy would be out of the league, number one. He wouldn't fly for any of this. And number two, Ja Morant, like, we got to make better decisions, man. It's really just... And Ramona, you said something off the air, and you were like, well, why doesn't he just stop doing it? And it really is as simple as that. Why doesn't he just stop doing it? Because... And this
was... Well, I mean, you know, he's supposedly playing the sport that he loves, and he's getting paid to do it, and he's doing stupid stuff like this and getting in trouble. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and now we're having texts in that are saying, hey, speaking of worst contracts ever, you know, now that you mention it, Faxon, it might be a Morant. We've had three or four texts on our Adams & Co. Roofing text line talking about how Morant's could go down as the worst. So the first slap on the wrist was the 8-game pay suspension, whatever.
That's what he got for the first time he did it?
That's what he got for the first gun flashing incident. And what he did as a result of that was gave a lengthy apology, a bunch of PR talk. You know how this goes.
Yeah, somebody wrote it for him.
When you get in trouble, you give the runaround. And I'm not saying that he doesn't feel bad about what he did, but at the same time,
he did it again.
So that would imply that he hasn't learned from his actions. And he said that This is an interesting part of what it is. He went to a 1-week therapy sabbatical thing.
For the first time?
Yeah, he said he would be receiving counseling and therapy at a treatment center during his suspension. So he enters this counseling program, and he came out of the counseling program and said that he had learned a lot of things, and he gave a bunch of talks about, you know, how he was going to be better. And Taylor Jenkins, who's the head coach of the Grizzlies, who I don't blame for this. Ja Morant's a grown man. He controls his actions, just like every single person listening to this. You control your own actions. And Taylor Jenkins pretty much defended him and said it's a healing process. If everyone expects something to change overnight, we've got to be our due diligence and be respectful on that. We're talking about Ja being in a better place. To put a timetable on it is disrespectful. He was given that 8-game suspension with no pay, and then he went to this counseling therapy program and said that he had learned a lot through this. And I'm not going to be surprised if Ja Morant gets suspended. I'm not going to say for the season, but I think probably half of the season minimum.
Well, now, when did he pull a gun supposedly on the teenager?
This was before this was before any of the flashing the guns on Instagram Live. And he never got in trouble for that.
Was he in the NBA at the time when he did it?
And it was because it was alleged. It was an alleged thing for
somebody. Oh, they couldn't prove it.
They couldn't prove it.
Okay.
So he's been suspended indefinitely, and this is the thing with the NBA. The NBA is pretty lax on first-time suspensions when it comes to off-the-court issues. If you have an off-the-court issue and it's your first offense of doing something like that, they're going to give you a slap on the wrist and a chance to redeem yourself. That's what they did with Ja Morant. He probably should have gotten more than 8 games for what he did, if we're being honest. But he didn't. He got 8 games with no pay. He went to this sabbatical where he got therapy and he got counseling and all this. And I'm not going to say he's done for the year, but he might be done for the year. He might be done for the year. Seriously. He might be done for the year. He might be done for the year next year. And that's what the speculation is starting to be, because when you look at the history of people who have had multiple infringements with off the court, and there hasn't really even been, like, this is a literal one-of-a-kind incident with flashing a gun on Instagram Live. There's been nothing else that I can even compare this to from an off-the-court issue perspective. But I think
you mean by somebody else?
I think he's going to get suspended for the season next year. And Woj from ESPN, Adrian Wojnarowski, everybody knows him. He's like the NBA guru between him and Shams. At Woj ESPN on Twitter, this is what he said. I think John Morant is facing a lengthy, significant suspension to start next season if that was indeed a firearm in his hand in that video. Ramon, I've watched the video. It was a firearm. It was very clear. It was a firearm, and his friend was recording him and realized that he had the firearm out and immediately put the camera down and shut off the Instagram live.
Oh, can I pull that up?
I can try and link it to you on Twitter, or I can link it to you over text. But that's Woj saying that John Morant is going to be facing, at minimum, a lengthy suspension to start the next season. And to me, that just... I'd be shocked if he didn't get at least 50 games. Truly. I'd be genuinely shocked if he didn't get at least 50 games. I mean, we're in a place now where there has to be some sort of line, right? There has to be. You gave him his slap on the wrist the first time. I think he might get suspended for the entire season. Texter 940 says, are the Grizzlies responsible for paying Morant's contract if he gets suspended for that year? All the money's already been guaranteed, so I'm not 100% sure. I don't know the legal workings of his contract, nor is that public information. I don't know if there's clauses in NBA contracts that says that you can or can't void a contract due to legal issues. But what I do know is that the Braves couldn't void Marcell Ozuna's, and it's a different instance, but Marcell Ozuna literally got arrested for a DUI, and he got arrested for a domestic violence dispute, and the Braves still couldn't void that contract. So if that's how it is in the MLB, I can't assume that the Grizzlies are in a position to void that contract. And Texter 2709 gets in and says, kind of like Gilbert Arenas, if you're not familiar with that story, and I'm 98% sure. Let me double check before I don't want to put anything on this. Okay, so Gilbert Arenas brought a gun into an NBA locker room about 15 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, over an argument. And as a result, was pretty much, I don't want to say blackballed out of the league, but he never really recovered from that. His career didn't recover from that. That was back in 2009. And Gilbert Arenas and this guy named Javaris Crittenden had a disagreement because they were gambling, and then there was a gun in the Wizards locker room, is my understanding of the situation. So that's really the only similar situation we've ever seen to this in NBA history, which is why I don't really know how to gauge what a suspension would even be. I want to say that he's going to get suspended for more than half the season next year, but I don't know if that's enough, because the NBA, we've seen them crack down on second offenders so harshly in the past. I wouldn't be surprised if John Morant gets suspended for the entire season. You guys can let me know what you think. I've got a couple more texts to get to on this situation at 654-ROAR. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Morant get suspended for the entire season. And also, funniest text we've seen all day is Texter 422 getting in and saying, worst contract my team has ever signed is the ACC grant of rights. I guess that's a pretty funny text. I got to give that to you, Texter 422. But so that's the John Morant situation, and that's how his contract could end up bad. Let's shift gears to a more positive light, which is Zion Williamson, who I actually think Zion's a good kid. I wish he had came to Clemson so ever many years ago instead of going to Duke. But Zion's a good kid, and, you know, the issue with Zion Williamson is, and by the way, this is he has the exact same contract as John Morant, Ramona. He has that $200 million almost all guaranteed rookie maximum.
Oh, he does too?
Yeah, because that when you have the superstar come in, they always are going to sign the rookie max if they're a superstar already by the time they're headed into their second contract. So he signed the exact same deal. He's on the exact same parameters of the deal that Ja Morant is on. Both will be unrestricted free agents in 2028, but all that contract is guaranteed. So he signed the exact same five-year, $194 million, could increase to $200 and whatever million with incentives. Every team and every agent has different parameters for the incentives. But Williamson's issue obviously has nothing to do with like off the field or off the court stuff and like a behavior aspect. His is he just can't get on the court. That's the biggest thing with Zion Williamson. And I'm doing some quick math here. You can see me on my phone, Ramona. I'm calculating. All right.
Yeah, I see that.
114 games in four seasons is what Zion Williamson has played. That is an average of 28 and a half games per season.
Well, why isn't he playing?
He's hurt. He's hurt all the time.
Oh,
he missed the entire 2021 season due to injury to a foot. This year, he played 29 games. Ramona, in those 29 games, he's averaging 26 points. He's shooting 60% from the field. He even improved his three ball a little bit this year and shot 37% from three. He proved that he could be an okay three-point shooter potentially. Zion Williamson, when he's on the court, maybe the biggest athletic freak in NBA history. He's up there. It's like him and Wilt Chamberlain. For a guy of his size to be doing what he's doing, dunking the basketball, I mean, everybody saw him at everybody saw him in high school here in the state of South Carolina. Everybody saw what he did at Duke. Everybody saw what he did his rookie season for the Pelicans. Like, this guy is, from an athletic perspective, is absolutely transcendent. Absolutely transcendent. But he can't get on the court, Ramona. He can't get on the court.
Oh, yeah, he's useless if he can't
play. Yeah, and your best ability is availability. So that text that we got in from Texter 1-1, I think it was, he said that Zion Williamson is going to go down as the biggest bust contract in sports history because he is on that $200 million fully guaranteed contract. And Ramona, this was the thing before we go to break. At the end of last season, there was so much controversy around his injury situation, right? So Zion Williamson, the Pelicans, for starters, he was shut down with about 3 weeks left in the season, 4 weeks left in the season. The Pelicans were like in the playoff picture at that point. They were in the play. They had dropped to the play-in. They're significantly better when Zion's on the court. There's no denying that. And then they got into the playoffs, and everybody's like, okay, Zion might be able to come back. And he was ruled out. And Williamson has given a ton of quotes since that. He had a setback with a hamstring injury in February and never got back on the court. He only played 29 games this season. And then he was, quote-unquote, shut down at some point in there, which is what I was referencing. So he's had a lot of injury drama and all that. But here's where the interesting part comes in. He said prior to the playoff game, I feel fine, but it's not up to me. It's a matter of where the doctors are at.
Oh, so he blamed it on the doctors not letting him come back? Is that what he's trying to say?
He didn't necessarily blame it on the doctors, but it was on the record that he was not cleared. And he said, I feel fine physically. I will return to the court, quote unquote, when I feel like Zion. The doctors haven't cleared me, was the direct quote. I feel fine physically. I will return when I feel like Zion. So you can take that in whatever way you want it. And he was never cleared for 5-on-5 contact activity throughout the entire tenure of this. But he's only playing.
So he hasn't been cleared yet.
No, but he's playing 28 games a season, and he's going to the press saying, "I feel fine, but I'm not like I don't feel like Zion." What does that even mean? What does that even mean at that point?
Well, we don't know. So he can stay out as long as he needs to.
Yeah, I mean, the Pelicans and Grizzlies are both in completely different scenarios with these respective players, but they're both on the same contract, and there's no way of getting out of these contracts because the rookie max is guaranteed. It's a fully guaranteed contract. So now the Pelicans have to decide what they want to do with Zion, who has played an average of 28 games per season over his four-year career, and the Grizzlies have to decide what they're going to do with Morant, who might be facing a full-year suspension from the Memphis Grizzlies. He's already suspended indefinitely. We know that the NBA is probably going to try and lay the hammer down on him. It's just a matter of when. Quick break, coming back to Hour 2, Facts and Childress filling in for Walt on Road Rage.
The month of May is Military Appreciation Month, and Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, would like to thank those who have put their lives on the line for our freedoms. Special news reporter during World War II, Elmer Davis, said it best. Quote, this will remain the land of the free so long as it is the home of the brave. Take some time out of your day to thank a veteran, their families, and those serving and sacrificing in active duty. From Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, thank you for your service to keep Tiger fans around the world safe.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch? Every day, from lunch to late night. Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Spring is upon us, and Granger Nissan has your next new car. With over 100 new vehicles in stock, all with a lifetime powertrain warranty, and many with financing as low as 0%. At Granger, we will give you up to $1,500 more for your trade-in based on KBB values. We are locally owned with a family environment and open till 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturday until 7 p.m. with many lenders to help with any financial situation. Visit us today at 3510 Clemson Boulevard or online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hey, boss. What's got you so down today?
We just lost another customer to Diamonds Direct. Guy's been with us for years. Went over there and, well, now he's in love with those people. I don't know what they do.
Want me to go secret shop Diamonds Direct again, sir?
Remind me what we learned the last time you did that.
Well, you know, they're really good, sir. They got like 10 times the selection we have. They have those top designers that we're not allowed to carry. They're telling people the inside secrets on how to buy diamonds. They give free service on stuff like cleaning and sizing, the things you charge extra for. And they're nice people. Everybody's smiling over there.
Okay, okay. Stop. I know. It's impossible to compete with Diamonds Direct. I mean, even my accountant just upgraded his wife's engagement ring there and got her a 3-carat.
Wait a minute. I thought your brother was your accountant.
He is.
Are you getting all you deserve from your jeweler? You might be surprised. Maybe it's time to get the value, the selection, the quality, the education, and the service you deserve at Diamonds Direct. Get details, showroom hours, directions, and more at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, Tiger fans! Your local Boys Camp thrift stores in Seneca and Westminster need your items to help bring hope and healing to boys in need through counseling, therapy, and life skills training. Donate your items for resale or shop their wide selection of gently used items at a great price. When you donate or shop with the Boys Camp thrift store, you're changing lives. Call today for a free large item donation pickup, like furniture and appliances, at 822-734. 822-734. You can also visit fairplaycamp.org for store hours, volunteer opportunities, and more.
$22.50 per hour. That's starting pay at BASF in Seneca. And no experience is needed to earn $22.50 per hour as a production technician. BASF offers even more for experience. Beyond great pay, BASF provides its employees benefits like full medical, dental, and vision, plus paid vacation, 401k plans, backup child and elder care, college tuition reimbursement, and more. Learn more at BASF.US/Seneca. BASF in Seneca, where you can earn $22.50 per hour.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
Are you a veteran needing help with your VA claim? Have you filed a claim, but it's been a long time since you've heard from the VA? Robert Surface, a certified VA attorney in Honeypath, South Carolina, can help. Call him at 864-235-0886 for an appointment, or go to his website at surfacelawfirm.com. Let's sit down together and talk about your VA claim and come up with a solution. Call 864-235-0886 today.
Keep your commercial building in its best condition with roofing services from Adams & Co. They understand how important your business is to our community, your family, and your employees. Keeping your roof in its best condition keeps your business running. Whether you have shingle, silicone, TPO, metal, or a bitumen roof, they not only repair current damage and leaks, but can offer a free roof inspection to help catch small issues before they become big problems. 864-260-0080.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Welcome back in, Road Rage. Facts and Childress filling in for Walt Deptula today on a Monday. We've already hit a good amount of topics. Earlier in the program, we were talking about worst contracts in sports history or the worst contract your team's ever getting. Now, that was a fun one to go over. We went down memory lane, and my childhood trauma was brought up with B.J. Upton and Dan Uggla for the Braves.
Your childhood trauma.
Ramona, if you saw B.J. Upton taking that bat in the 2014 season, you would understand. I mean, he looked like me up there, truly. And I was not a very good hitter in my brief baseball career. I could run the bases, and I could play defense. And I was like what we would call like a good little utility player. But I could not hit.
You couldn't hit.
No, I couldn't.
How are you going to get on base if you don't hit?
I would walk and I would get hit.
Oh, you take one for the team?
Yeah, I would take one for the team. But I was also
lean into it?
I would you know, throw a little elbow in there from time to time. Yeah, yeah. And so I guess maybe that means I can't get mad when it happens to one of my favorite baseball teams now. But right. I was also at the time like, oh, man, I'm blanking on the movie name. Maybe the Adams & Co. Roofing text line can help me. Like the movie where the little kid gets subbed in for the actual baseball team. Like he goes in, he's on like the Cubs, and he becomes like their closing pitcher. And he comes in one time to hit, and he's just like so short, he draws a walk because there's no strike zone.
A kid?
Yeah, he
like Angel in the outfield?
Yes. Yeah, oh, what is it?
Is that right?
Hold on.
A kid plays? I'm not sure.
He signs with like the Cubs. I should know this, man. This is amateur hour for me. I should know this movie. We're doing a Google search. He's on the Rookie of the Year. Rookie of the Year is what it's called. He's a 12-year-old pitching phenom when he comes in. So that's what I was. Yeah, okay. And our Adams & Co. Roofing text line's getting us in now. Rookie of the Year. That's the movie I'm thinking of. So the 12-year-old kid in Rookie of the Year comes in, and he becomes this, like, superstar closer for the team, right? And he has an at-bat that he takes, and he's literally so short that he just takes a lot of balls. So, Ramona, in a past life, I grew, like, very late. So, like, I played baseball. I think it was my freshman year of high school or my eighth grade year, and I was like 5'1" and like less than 100 pounds soaking wet.
Okay.
Like I looked like I was in like fifth grade. Okay. So that's how I got on base a lot of the time, was I was so short that my strike zone was super condensed. And at that time, there were a lot of people that were obviously like nobody has elite command in the freshman year of high school.
So did you get hit?
People would either hit me because they were trying to aim it so far, or I would take base on balls and I would walk, and then I would get on first and I would steal because I was fast. So that was what
I could get on base in other ways,
but right. Hitting, I had no power. I was short. I was short and like 95 pounds soaking wet. I had no power. There was no pop in my bat. And Texter 771 gets in and says he broke his arm first, and that's how he started throwing so fast in Rookie of the Year. Our Adams & Co. Roofing text line never lets us down, Ramona. If I have a question, they are on it. They were on it instantly. So 654 Roar. So we covered that. We were talking MLB baseball earlier. We talked some NBA baseball. We talked about the worst contracts possible for the history of sports. And we just went over the whole Ja Morant and Zion Williamson situation. And you know, that was an interesting topic that I'm glad we hit. I didn't have that done in my pre-show prep. That was something that just kind of came organically because the texter mentioned that they thought that potentially the Williamson contract or the Morant contract could become some of the worst in sports history. So that was interesting to hit. What I do want to hit now, and we're going to hit it again in the 5 o'clock hour with Don Munson. We're going to hit Clemson softball now. And we're going to hit Clemson baseball next segment and in the 5 o'clock hour with Don Munson, because Don Munson was on the call for all three games up in Blacksburg. I was up in Charlottesville this past weekend calling Virginia versus Louisville. That Virginia team's really good. They are really, really good. That Virginia team's really good. I think the best team in the ACC is Wake Forest, and then 2A and 2B are Clemson and Virginia. I think all three of those teams can make a deep run in Omaha, potentially. I really do. I think Clemson is starting to fall into the piece. And I'll talk to Don about it as well, because Don is a lot wiser than I am, and he has also seen a lot of great teams come through Clemson, and he's been able to be blessed enough to broadcast a lot of them. So we'll go down memory lane with Don in the 5 o'clock hour. But I wanted to talk about this Clemson softball regional draw, because Clemson kind of got screwed, Ramona. Clemson kind of got screwed in their softball draw. They got the 16 seed. And there's a lot of drama surrounding this. People were losing their minds on Twitter, and usually I'm not in support of that. But honestly, in this certain instance, I think it's kind of warranted, because that means that Clemson is going to have to play the number one overall seed in Oklahoma if they win their regional. If I'm not mistaken, that is what that is going to mean. So here's my question. How is Clemson softball a lower seed than Georgia softball? I really am struggling to understand. So Clemson softball finishes the season 46-9, 18-6 in the ACC, which was third, and then they lost to Duke in the semifinals of the ACC tournament. It was a great season for Coach Rittman's bunch. Obviously, you know, they had higher goals in the regular season with the red-hot start that they had. But it doesn't always work out. And at the end of the day, it's about getting hot at the right time. And if Clemson can get hot at McWhorter in this regional play, I think there's a really, really good chance that they can compete against Oklahoma if they win the regional. But with that being said, I am really failing to understand how Clemson softball was the 16th overall seed and Georgia softball received a higher seed. And the main reason for that, amongst other things, head-to-head, Clemson beat Georgia. Clemson beat Georgia head-to-head in softball. I mean, it feels like, and it was 7-1 at McWhorter. It wasn't ever particularly close. So they have a 7-1 head-to-head victory over them. They had the better record because Georgia went 39-13. They went 16-7 in their conference, and they ended their season on a three-game losing streak. So how is Georgia a higher seed than Clemson with a worse record, a worse conference record, and a head-to-head loss? What are we doing in the college softball committee? What are we doing? How is Clemson only the number 16 overall seed? I think that seems wildly unfair. I think it's a lot of recency bias. And a couple texters getting in. One texter says, Tiger softball got screwed again. I don't know a better term to put it. I think that Coach Rittman and his girls had a really, really good season. They were really good this year for most of the year. I mean, they won a lot of softball games, Ramona. A lot. 46 wins, less than 10 losses, 18-6 in a good conference, which is the ACC. I mean, Florida State won the league. They're going to be a national title contender. They're really, really good. So I'm failing to understand how Clemson's a lower seed than Georgia. And you can talk about the RPI, and I understand how the RPI has impact on certain things. Clemson's higher in the RPI. Clemson's higher in the RPI. Clemson has a better record. Clemson has a better conference record, and they have a head-to-head win. What are we doing? And as a result of that, they have a significantly better season than Georgia in every regard, and they get rewarded with Oklahoma if they win their regional?
Yes.
Are we being serious here, Ramona?
That is bad. That sounds terrible.
No, it's absolutely awful. So what is the metric for the softball committee? That's my next question, is to the softball committee.
What, they don't like Clemson.
How is Clemson softball lower than Georgia when every metric that you claim to use, Clemson beats them in? Where's the rationale? I mean, I think that Clemson's going to win their regional at McWhorter. I really do. I feel like it's not a technically... I think it's not a technically hard draw. I think the Oklahoma draw sucks. But it is what it is. You don't want to ever play the number one seed in anything, but that doesn't mean Clemson can't beat him. I mean, Valerie Cagle and Millie Thompson are great. I get that, and a texter 289 gets in and says, the hot start and the collapse the last few weeks killed them. To an extent, I agree, but on the same tangent, Georgia was worse the entire season, finished the game on a three-game losing streak. How can a 46-9 team be the 16th overall seed after being in the top five for most of the year when they were higher in the RPI than Georgia was? And Texter gets in and says, SEC, that's the metric. I mean, I'm really struggling to understand how there's not an inherent bias here. Because Florida State's really good in the ACC. Duke is really good in the ACC. We learned that the hard way. And the best teams in the SEC are probably Tennessee and LSU. And Alabama's also good. The SEC, top to bottom, is a better league than the ACC. I will concede that. But the RPI accounts for that, and Clemson still outranks Georgia in the RPI. They had 7 more wins, 4 less losses, a head-to-head win, and were 2 spots higher in the RPI. So how are they a lower seed? Maybe there's some metric that I don't understand. Maybe there's some metric that I don't understand that the softball committee is gatekeeping from me and gatekeeping from public information. And just because Clemson has had a bad month doesn't mean that Clemson's a bad team. 1 month doesn't define it. Are you trying to take away a 46-win season from this team? They won 46 softball. They played 55 softball games this year, and they won 46 of them. What happened last night...
Yeah, but people only remember what they just saw.
What happened last night in the selection committee is nothing short of a disgrace to what Clemson did and accomplished this season. And I'm not going to come on here with the platform that I have and let Coach Rittman be discredited for the job he did this year. That team was really good. and they still are. And they've still got a fighting chance to win their regional. And if they win their regional, they've got a fighting chance to beat whoever wins Oklahoma regional. And I believe in them. I really do. Because I saw the peaks for this team early in the season, and I saw how hot they were. And I think that goes to show anything else. Texter 289 gets in and says, when they played great teams, they have lost. I'm not sure I fully agree with that. I feel like a part of that, and I feel like people might read, this is like when people in the NFL go, oh, well, this is their record against playoff teams. I don't really think that that really matters, if you want me to be honest with you. I think that baseball and softball are such high variance sports that anybody can beat anyone on any given day. The worst team in the MLB can come out tomorrow and beat the best team in the MLB. That's just how the sport works. It's a high variant sport, and there's a little bit of luck involved in baseball and softball. You can smoke the ball right at someone, or you can bloop the ball and hit it really weakly off your bat, and it can drop in. It's just a part of the sport. Sometimes your pitcher's going to have their stuff, sometimes there isn't. Here's the bottom line. Valerie Cagle's probably one of the top three players in the country, and considering all she does for Clemson, she might be the most valuable player in the country. Coach Rittman's squad won 46 out of the 55 games they played this year. They're a top 15 team in the RPI. They played in a good league in the ACC that they finished third in. Their conference record was good. They were 25-3 at McWhorter. That is deserving of higher than a 16 seed, in my opinion. And it's especially deserving of a higher seed than Georgia. It's absolutely deserving of a higher seed than Georgia. Absolutely. There's no reason that Georgia should be above Clemson. No reason at all. There's no reason at all, and I have yet to, and there's been some pushback on the text line saying, oh, well, this team might not be as good as we once thought they were. That doesn't mean that they shouldn't be above Georgia, who has zero case to be above Clemson in the rankings. Zero case, Ramona. No metric, no stat available would rank Georgia over Clemson, and as a result, if Clemson wins the regional, they get rewarded with the best team in the country in Oklahoma, and I think that is malpractice. That's absolutely ludicrous.
You think that is malpractice?
That's absolutely ludicrous to me. They won 46 softball games, 46 stinking games.
Yes.
46 of their 55 games. And they get rewarded if they win their regional by playing the best team in the country in round two. Like, they act like the ACC was some group of five league that had no one in it but Clemson. Clemson was third in their conference because FSU is number three in the RPI and Duke is number seven. Those are two of arguably the top five teams in the country also in the ACC. So I don't want to hear the weak league nonsense. The league's good. The SEC is deeper, but the league is still really good. And FSU is better than anyone in the SEC. You can make the argument that Duke is better than anyone in the SEC. So to me, for Georgia, that really ruined my night last night, was watching the softball selection and just seeing, it was just ridiculous to me. And this texter proves a good point. Texter 112 says, doesn't matter, they have to beat the best teams anyway sooner or later. And you know what? That's a good point. And maybe I'm being a little bit too upset about this, but for me...
Well, you want them to go further in it.
The draw sucked considering... the season they had, and Texter 082, yes, that's part of the reason I'm so upset. Clemson did beat UGA this year in softball. They had a better record, they had a better conference record, they're better in the RPI, and they beat them head-to-head, and they're three seeds lower. It's ludicrous. It's one of the most ridiculous selection decisions I've seen in any sport in my entire life, and I'm not exaggerating. Like, when I saw, I was driving back from Charlottesville, Virginia last night. I told you guys I did the baseball series up in Virginia. I was driving back, and I had pulled over at a Sheetz in some random to get some food and go to the restroom in some random city in North Carolina. I pulled off the interstate, and I opened my phone to see that, and I literally gasped in the middle of some random Sheetz in North Carolina. People probably thought I was losing my mind and going crazy. I literally gasped at my phone. I said, the 16 seed, and then I immediately started, like, going up, like scrolling as fast as I possibly could. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going to make Oklahoma the one seed and Clemson gets. And then I see the Oklahoma draw and I'm like, seriously, guys? Seriously? What are we doing? We've got baseball tickets to give away next, so prepare for some trivia. Hour two of the program continues. Facts and Childress on Road Rage.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place and bam, you're hit with that out of order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
What goes into a Bojangles scratch-made biscuit? 49 savory steps. Get a scratch-made Cajun filet biscuit from Bojangles today. Order ahead on our app. It's Bo time.
McNeely Store and Rental, your hometown local steel dealer for sales and service. With spring around the corner, Steel has leaf blowers, trimmers, chainsaws, and mowers that'll make your life simple. With both gas and electric models, our AK battery homeowner systems start at just $199.99. They're not sold at Home Depot or Lowe's. Two convenient locations in Clemson and West Union. Learn more at McNeelyStoreandRental.SteelDealer.net. Call 654-9187 Clemson or 718-1449 West Union.
Listen up, men. This is the Greenville Men's Clinic. You've heard our ads on the radio, you've seen our commercials on TV, and you've seen us in the newspaper, so you know what we do. We are a men's health clinic, and our physicians specialize in treating erectile dysfunction, premature issues, and low T in men of all ages. That's what we do, all day, every day. So, during the times you were just listening to our ads, we were helping thousands of other men recover their sex life. While you were only listening to our commercials, these men took action and got the intimacy back in the relationship. Don't wait until it's too late. Do something about your issue today. You have nothing to lose but your ED. We have a $99 office visit right now. So call us at 864-301-1111. That's 864-301-1111. 864-301-1111. Or online at greenvillemensclinic.com. 864-301-1111.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
This summer will be hotter than ever. Country music artist Darius Rucker will be heating things up July 28th at the Southern Fried Circuit Charity Concert presented by Upcountry Fiber at the Anderson Civic Center. Only at this upscale get-down can you hear Darius sing your favorite songs and give back to local upstate charities at the same time. Visit SouthernFriedCircuit.com to buy your tickets today. That's SouthernFriedCircuit.com. Tickets are limited, so act fast. We'll see you at Southern Fried Circuit with Darius Rucker on July 28th.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800. Have you heard the phrase, the calm before the storm? Well, that mold in your bathroom or ceiling stains might be a warning sign of roof damage that could cause bigger, costly issues in the future. Give yourself peace of mind, knowing your roof's got you covered with the best protection throughout all of the seasons. Don't ignore it any longer. Fix it with one simple call today. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists, 260-0080. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialist, 260-0080.
Mr. Knickerbocker isn't just a store, it's a lifestyle. Shop 100% collegiate licensed tailgating items, gifts, decals, apparel, pet products, hats, and more for all Clemson sports all year long. With four locations to serve you, shop Clemson on College Avenue or the Lifestyle Store, Seneca at Hartwell Village, Greenville on Woodruff Road, or online at MrKnickerbocker.com. Like and follow on social media for new product launches and more. Mr. Knickerbocker, a Clemson tradition store since 1973.
SDC Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. SDC is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating over 20 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's ESTES Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units.
Every pitch, every at-bat, and every game, we have you covered. We're the flagship station for Clemson baseball. 105.5 and 97.5, we are the Roar.
Back into Road Rage, Facts and Childress. You guys are going to want to be attentive and be ready to call in on our phone lines. We've got some baseball tickets to give away tomorrow. Doug Kingsmore, USC Upstate in a midweek battle. We've got one pack of four tickets and two packs of two tickets to get away. So 864-654-7627 is the number. We're giving away tickets to the baseball game tomorrow, and I've got a trivia question. And it's related to Clemson in a sense, but we're going a little off the board, Ramona. I still think people are going to know this. In 2019, current Clemson baseball head coach Eric Backich was at Michigan. They went to the College World Series that year, the final, the championship, and lost in three games to what school? Who won the 2019 College World Series? One pack of four tickets to give away, two packs of two tickets to give away. What school defeated Eric Backich's Michigan squad in the 2019 College World Series?
Okay, so which set of tickets are we giving away now?
We're going to give away the set of four to our first caller, and then the next two callers that get in and know the answer will be the sets of two. So
okay, now you know. Well, you're going to go on the air and say the answer, and then the other people that call are going to know the answer.
I'm going to let you take the answer.
Ah, you want me to?
Yes,
okay.
I'm going to let you take the answer, okay. And if they give it right, then we will wipe it off the board. So 2019 College World Series winner, who defeated Coach Eric Backich? And I see a couple texts on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line. You guys need to get in with the phone call to Ramona. If you get in with the phone call to Ramona, you can get it. So we're going to talk some more college baseball here. And we have Don Munson coming to talk college baseball in the next segment as well, because I want to ask him about Clemson baseball. I want to ask him about his experience in Blacksburg, calling the games up there. The Tigers recorded their second straight ACC sweep against Virginia Tech. And Ramona, do you need me to text you the answer?
Here. Yeah, that would help if you gave me the answer. I'm about to answer the phone, and I'm like, well, I don't even know the answer.
There's the answer. I see a couple phone calls pending. Get in if you want baseball tickets for tomorrow at 654-ROAR on our phone lines. You see the answer right there in the Comrex? You see it?
Yeah, I got it.
Ramona's got the answer now, so we're all good on that front. But I've been meaning to talk some college baseball, and I wanted to save some of it for Don, but I'm just getting so excited about it. And I'm so excited about where the state of the program is that I'm having trouble holding it in. So we're going to do a little preview for next segment with Don Munson after we get our trivia out of the way. And phone lines are filling up right now with those baseball tickets. So if you guys know the answer to the 2019 College World Series winner, get in if you want baseball tickets tomorrow. We're giving away a pack of four tickets and two packs of two tickets. Doug Kingsmore Stadium tomorrow, USC Upstate midweek matchup. The Tigers are red hot right now. I wouldn't want to be there. Ramona, you're also going to have to keep me updated throughout all this as to who our winners are and if they're getting the answer right and then when we no longer have tickets. So keep me in the loop on that. But Clemson baseball's schedule seems like a convenient time to go through on the schedule and what they have coming up, because there's only a few regular season games left. And that is very exciting, I got to say, because the Tigers are hot right now. There's no denying it that the Tigers are hot. I tweeted out a couple things about the team and some of the stats that had been catching my eye yesterday at Facts on Sports on Twitter, if you guys want to follow. But I've been updating after every Clemson baseball game, and it feels like they're breaking, you know, more streaks and doing. Okay, these are the numbers at Facts on Sports on Twitter. I tweeted this out: 8 straight overall games and back-to-back sweeps. 18 of their last 21 overall games, 15 of their last 17 ACC games. unbelievable run from Coach Backich's boys right now. They are on fire. And the biggest thing about this, too, is, listen, at this point, we all know that this lineup rakes. They kill the baseball. And that goes to show in the run totals this weekend in Blacksburg. 15 runs on Friday, 9 runs on Saturday, 9 runs on Sunday. If you want to go back to Conway, they put up 13 on Coastal Carolina. The series prior against Louisville, 6 runs, 4 runs, and 7 runs. 6 runs in the game before that against Boston College, 9 runs in a game against BC as well. 15 on Kennesaw State. That's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the progression of the pitching staff. And they were a lot better against Louisville than they were against Virginia Tech. But I still saw some encouraging things from certain guys in the bullpen and certain guys on the mound with their starts over the course of this weekend in Blacksburg. And for starters, Friday game, 15-4 win over Virginia Tech. I don't want to say that I was impressed by Ethan Darden because he wasn't great, but I still saw some encouraging things, even though he did go 1 2/3 and give up 3 runs. He was coming off of what was arguably his best start of the season, and I saw a few things over the course of his performance that could still be built on going forward. What I want to talk about in that game is the bullpen. The bullpen in that game was downright incredible. Talent came in and gave an inning and 2/3 of relief and only gave up 1 run. Lindley came in and gave 2 1/3 of relief, didn't give up any runs. Garris came in and gave up no runs. Olenchuk, no runs. Rocco Reed, no runs. And Jay Dill came in for the final out of the game and gave up no runs. All of those guys were great out of the bullpen. The bullpen relief was excellent. Now, the next couple of games, the bullpen was a little shakier. I will admit that, especially in the game against Virginia Tech on Saturday that ended 9-8. The bullpen wasn't great, but Austin Gordon, in my opinion, was pretty good again. I know he gave up 4 runs over 5 innings, but Austin Gordon's a guy that if the Tigers are going to make a run, they need Austin Gordon to continue to pitch well. He was coming off of his best performance of the season against Louisville. I was blessed enough to be on the call for that game and then interview Austin after the game, and he said that it's just about going out and competing every pitch. And that's what he really tries to hone in on, is competing every pitch and, you know, just staying locked in and staying focused. And I thought that he battled over the course of those 5 innings. There were a couple times where it could have been made a lot worse than it was, and Gordon made some great pitches to get out of it. But once again, Clayton was great out of the bullpen. They got in trouble in the 9th, but Clayton went 3 innings and only gave up 1 hit, also had a strikeout, and faced 8 batters over the course of that. So, you know, that was a really good outing from Nick Clayton, and I was proud of him and what he was able to do. And then Tristan Smith was thrown in at the very end into kind of an uncomfortable jam situation. And then obviously everyone watching knows that the Tigers won as a result of that. You know, I don't even know how to describe it. It was a runner interference, but it was literally like a spear tackle at shortstop. It was an unbelievable play to witness. I was like trying to watch on my phone in Virginia and like also catching Don's call at the same time, because I was like desperately trying to get a video from the way Don was describing it. But man, that was a heck of a win. And then also, okay, this is an interesting text that I want to get to, not to interrupt the recap of the weekend, but this is an interesting text to get to. Texter 958 gets in on our Adams & Co. roofing text line at 654-ROAR. And he says, Clemson baseball momentum will work in their favor when it comes to seeding, while Clemson softball momentum worked against their favor when it comes to seeding. And I actually agree with this. Now, whether they want to admit it or not, the committees that do these things do fall victim to recency bias at points. And I feel like Clemson softball is a prime example of that. I went on like a mini rant last segment about it, and while Clemson softball was kind of penalized for slumping the last month, Clemson baseball is hotter than anyone in the country. I don't need to read the numbers off again to you guys. They're hotter than anyone in the country. They've won 18 of their last 21 games, and they've won 8 games in a row. And they're killing the ball, and the pitching is coming on really strong, and it's just been an overall impressive performance. So maybe Clemson gets the benefit of the doubt when it comes to hosting a regional, which I don't want to say they're a lock for at this point because nothing's a lock, but if they win this series against North Carolina and they win tomorrow against Upstate, they're likely hosting a regional at that point. But Clemson could end up a top 8 seed, and that could pay a lot of dividends going forward. Whereas Clemson softball, 16 seed when they probably deserved a lot higher, Clemson baseball could end up getting a big-time seed.
Okay, I gave them all away. So
all tickets are given away? We got rid of the 4-pack and the 2 2-packs. Okay.
Correct.
Do you have the names of our winners to give them a little shout-out?
Yes. You want?
Yeah, go for it.
You can give a shout-out. Okay, Kenneth Mercer, John Bryant, and Chris Hayes.
All right. Well, congrats to all our winners. And the correct answer was Vanderbilt. Michigan actually held a 1-0 lead in the College World Series in 2019. And Vanderbilt was speared by, I think it was J.J. Bleda that year, who's now on the A's via the Marlins, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, I mean, it was Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt was so good for a couple of those. And they're good again this year, even though they got smoked by Florida last night, but they're good again this year. And one more thing. Okay, this is what I want to get to before break, because I actually got, I kid you not, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There were 9 texts on our Adams & Co. roofing text line about Clemson and NC State in the NCAA basketball tournament and how this softball situation.
Is that right?
And that's,
yeah.
And
it
how,
made me think of that too.
And how it was comparable. So this texter is playing the devil's advocate of that situation, texter 737, and said, it's the same argument used trying to convince everybody that Clemson basketball deserved the trip to the tournament. NIT did not work out so well. I'm still of the opinion that Clemson basketball should have been in the tournament, but that would be beating the point into the ground by laying out my case for that. But it was interesting to say, because a lot of people are claiming there's an anti-ACC bias in collegiate athletics as a whole. That's something that I'm seeing a lot throughout the Adams & Co. roofing text line. In fact, one texter went a little more in-depth about it and, you know, pretty much said that there's always going to be anti-ACC bias and Clemson just has to be that much better than everybody else to be able to. And I don't know if that's, I don't know if that's the truth when it comes to college softball. I don't know if there's an inherent bias out against the ACC. But I do know that the number one complaint against the Clemson softball resume is that they haven't played a great schedule. But at the same time, they're higher in the RPI than Georgia, who has a better SOS. And that accounts for the RPI incorporates strength of schedule. That is one of the metrics that goes into the RPI. They are considering the teams you have played. It's part of the reason Clemson was low in the net ranking this year is because they played a bad schedule, quote unquote. That was why Clemson was low in the net ranking in basketball with strength of schedule. The same thing goes into the RPI. They account for strength of schedule. So I don't really understand the argument that's being used against Clemson softball, but it is interesting to see that a lot of Tiger faithful on our Adams & Co. roofing text line seems to think that there might be a witch hunt out against Clemson in these committees. I don't know if that's the truth. But I do know that this was an egregious decision from the softball committee to put Georgia over Clemson. And with that being said, though, well, you got Valerie Cagle and you got Millie Thompson, and the lineup has shown spurts of being elite. Obviously, the bat's been cold lately. But if they can turn things around and win a regional at home, I wouldn't count them out against anybody in the country. I mean, this team was high as number 3 in the country at one point this year. They were on an unparalleled heater at the beginning of the season. So I still think this team's got some juice left in them. I think a lot of people are counting out Coach Rittman not knowing what he's got up his sleeve. And a lot of people are counting out these girls not knowing how great they've been this year. I mean, Ramona, 46 wins, and they're getting disrespected in the ACC. Ridiculous. Don Munson up next, hour 3 of the program. Facts and Childress filling in for Walt Deptula on Road Rage.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Get the edge at Tri-County in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers. Training today's technology for tomorrow's workforce. Tri-County Technical College is now registering for exciting careers as Cisco network administrators and computer technicians. You can learn more at tctc.edu/CIT. Tri-County Technical College offers you the opportunity to gain the skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Get the edge today at tctc.edu/CIT.
Spring is upon us, and Granger Nissan has your next new car. With over 100 new vehicles in stock, all with a lifetime powertrain warranty, and many with financing as low as 0%. At Granger, we will give you up to $1,500 more for your trade-in based on KBB values. We are locally owned with a family environment and open till 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturday until 7 p.m. with many lenders to help with any financial situation. Visit us today at 3510 Clemson Boulevard or online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
When something goes wrong in your home, you need a champion to fix it. That's where we come in. Champion Comfort Experts has spent decades hitting home runs and home service in the upstate area. Our trusted team of experts can handle any curveball your heating, cooling, plumbing, or electrical system can throw at us. So if you've got a major league problem in your home, Champion Comfort Experts is the team to call. Champion Comfort Experts, your MVP for heating, air, plumbing, and electrical.
Tiger fans are unlike any other sports fans. We are bound together by our pride, our traditions, and our fierce love of Clemson Orange. Yes, we are family. We're also easy to spot. because, man, do we dress nice. Tiger fans know it's important to dress with pride, and that's why they shop at the Tiger Sports Shop. Since 1974, the Tiger Sports Shop has been the standard for Clemson apparel and merchandise. If they don't have it, it doesn't exist. With two convenient locations in Clemson and online 365 days a year, visit tigersports.com.
Your Pie Clemson is now serving you from two awesome locations, Your Pie Downtown and Your Pie Dockside. The brand new Dockside location is located at 894 Tiger Boulevard. It can be accessed by turning onto Holiday Avenue and then into the Dockside development. Visit Your Pie Clemson Dockside and enjoy beautiful views of the lake, pizza, pasta, salad, gelato, craft beer, and more. Join the Your Pie community for both locations on Facebook and Instagram for updates and activities. Pizza, brews, gelato, it's Your Pie.
Listen up, men. This is the Greenville Men's Clinic. You've heard our ads on the radio, you've seen our commercials on TV, and you've seen us in the newspapers, so you know what we do. We are a men's health clinic, and our physicians specialize in treating erectile dysfunction, premature issues, and low T in men of all ages. That's what we do, all day, every day. So, during the times you were just listening to our ads, we were helping thousands of other men recover their sex life. While you were only listening to our commercials, these men took action and got the intimacy back in their relationship. Don't wait until it's too late. Do something about your issue today. You have nothing to lose but your ED. We have a $99 office visit right now. So call us at 864-301-1111. That's 864-301-1111. 864-301-1111. Or online at greenvillemensclinic.com. 864-301-1111.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to